1, 2, 3.
Guys, for the first clap of season 4, that was pretty in sync.
Yeah, it was. Bye, 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 bye.
Welcome to season 4. Season 4?
Yeah.
Welcome to season 4 of the Potted Together podcast. Woo! We still don't have a themed phrase, but I'm joined by my co-hosts, Adam and Nicole. No,
hello.
No, no.
Oh.
I'm joined by my co-hosts, Not Boy and My Clean Plants. Oh. Hey, guys.
Happy New Year, even though technically it's not the new year for us.
Not for us, but Happy New Year. Oh, my gosh.
So exciting.
Nicole, wait. Are you...
Sorry.
Nicole, you're cutting out.
Am I?
Yeah.
Wait, now I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hair flip did it. That was perfect.
As soon as I started talking, I hear a staple gun downstairs. So we're going to attempt this and hope for the best, folks. Anyway.
Hope it for the best. But yes, Happy New Year. Happy 2022. Listen, I don't want to be that guy, but 2022 is a great year.
Yes.
Almost all even numbers, so that's a good win for me personally.
Good.
That's 3 out of 4 numbers, and they're even.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So, you know, and 0 could be even or odd. It's nothing, actually.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count.
Yeah, so 3 even numbers. You know... 2's a good number too. Also,
2 is a good number. We like the number 2.
Yeah,
2's a crowd. No, 2's a, what is it? 2's company, 3's a crowd.
Yes.
Guys, when you were younger, what did you envision 2022? Like
spaceships.
I don't even know if I could have envisioned, because like I would have thought that there was flying cars. Like
yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, that's kind of how I saw it. I saw it like, just like the Jetsons. You know?
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like we're not that far off from flying cars. Like, we have self-driving cars out there now. So things are progressing.
We're going to space for no reason as long as we're millionaires. You know, we're getting up there.
Yep. Perfect. I mean, lots of things are happening. Lots of things. So I don't even know what I thought 2022 would be like. I had no concept of 2022 besides this is the year my sister graduates from high school.
Ooh.
And like I've always known that because I was like, oh, what year will she graduate? I could not even think about what that would be like. I did not even think about how old I would be, but I was like, oh yeah, that's the year Brooke will graduate. It always felt like 30 years away.
Yeah.
And now it's here.
I went to Mia's freshman orientation the other night, and I was looking at the screen, and she's the class of 2026, and I was like, wait a minute. I graduated 20 years ago from high school, and like I just realized it. Like, I think the last time I thought about high school was 10 years ago, and I was like, oh, shoot, 10-year reunion. I wonder if anybody's throwing anything, you know? But then I was like, wait, 20 years? Like, where the heck did that go?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it, and I felt very old sitting in that crowd, but also excited because it's like, ooh, high school, you know, like those are fun times.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like a young parent as well. I just realized that you're a very young parent.
Oh, thank you.
Well, not very young, but
I feel
on
like,
the younger side.
I feel like I fell in the average parent age category because I had her when I was 24. So I feel like I wasn't too young, but definitely young in today's day for having kids, I guess, you know, but
yeah
so
wow. I think my mom was My mom was 22 when she had me, so she was around your age when I was going into high school. And my mom was so much younger than all of my friends' moms. Mm-hmm. Like, my friends' moms were, not all of them, but some of them were, like, close to their 50s.
Yeah.
Which is so wild that you could just have parents of, like, all ages.
Yeah.
Oof. Is Mia gonna do any like sports or extracurriculars in high school? I'm just so excited because like high school is when they like become like they're already full people, but they really, really become people.
They find their clique, they find like what they love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of crazy because this is nothing like I remember my high school. Like I went to an all girls Catholic high school. It was right. Very yeah, picture me in a plaid skirt for 4 years. That's what it was.
Honestly, we need pics.
I have them. I have some. It was just very like English, science, theology, math, you know, like, and then I go to her orientation and she's able to select electives, like 2 to 3 elective courses. And she's going to take a business course freshman year. She's going to take freshman leadership, which is like this, just like leadership program. She's going to do, what was the other one? Oh, some art program. So it's like they're really allowing these kids to express like what they're interested in at 13 and 14 years old. And they're not waiting until they're in college to figure out like what they want to do. And I think that's really great. I was like, this is amazing. I wish I had the opportunity to pursue what I was interested in when I was 13, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My school didn't have a bunch of extracurriculars, but by my senior year, I only had one class that I had to take, and the rest I was just electives.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's so fun.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot either. It was a very small school. I think I had like 20 kids in my graduating class, maybe 30.
I mean, you definitely had a class of how to make your husband happy, right?
Of course. Housemaking, of course.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but that's like, listen, home ec is a class that is not offered anymore.
No.
Which I find shocking.
They changed the name when I was in home ec. It was called Family and Consumer Sciences.
Oh, okay. See, that makes it seem a lot less like learn how to be a good little wife, like consumer sciences. I just find that class to be so valuable because when we, like, okay, they offered it at my middle school, but it was basically just like carrying around a pouch of flour as a baby. And then I don't know what else they did. Maybe they learned how to cook. But I feel like that class is so important, like how to be a functioning human, how to like fix a hole in your clothes, how to sew a button, how to...
Yes.
Change a tire.
Be responsible for a sack of flour. Maybe that's not as important. I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like how to cook, how to boil water. Because so many kids' parents like are working and they can't teach them those things. Man, I just think that's so lost.
Yeah. When I moved to college, I did not know how to wash my own clothes. I didn't know how to use a washing machine. And I was what do I do?
They're just leaving it up to parents to teach us this shit. And like, I don't know about you guys, but my parents were like drunk half my childhood. So like, how do you like, it was the 80s and 90s. Like, come on. But
I mean, I can make a mean box of hamburger helper because that's all we ate.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
What's really just horrible, and this could go off onto a whole other topic, which we don't have time for, but like I went to a Catholic school all 12 years of elementary and not one class on sexual education. And with like having kids in public school, I see what they're bringing home and I'm like, that would have been really helpful to me. Like in sexual ed, you learn about like your complete anatomy, which like I had no idea about anything. And if you grow up in a religious home, like your parents are teaching you about that either. So like, where are you supposed to learn? Like you're supposed to just grow up, get married, and then what? Like have your husband teach you about sex?
Yes, actually, yeah, that's what they expect, which is so effed up.
Yeah.
And if they teach you, it's like, oh, here's what these things are, but you can't touch it or use it or anything until your husband is using it. You can't even go down there. Yeah. Only him.
We have a pretty long drive in the morning and back. It's like 30 minutes to school and 30 back, and we watch movies. So we put on Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And you know the part.
Oh my god.
The part where he's like
pregnant and die.
You will die. Oh yeah. But I was just thinking about that too, because like these kids know so much more than I did at their age. You know, they're so much more ahead of the game, which I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but they know how to cook, you know, they know how to do the basics.
Yeah, for sure. They know what a fallopian tube is, right, and its purpose outside of a man's pleasure. How about, that's pretty good, right? Yeah. That's one step ahead of me. Not that the man ever even interacts with the fallopian tube, but you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, just get into that fallopian tube.
Yeah, like, ooh yeah, we reached the fallopian tube. Like, you don't want that. Like,
listen, sweetie, you don't want that.
Like, yeah, you don't actually, that's probably extremely painful.
Take your time around this area before you hit that ovary.
Okay.
Puncture all of the future eggs. Okay, wait. Okay, okay, okay. On a reproductive note, and then we
some real birth control.
Yeah. I found this out. It's I saw it on TikTok. Okay, but it was from like a doctor. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that when you're pregnant, like, think of me in my mother's stomach. Okay, so as I was growing, all of the eggs in my ovaries were already there as I was developing. Like, they were growing as I was developing. So, like, if you think about it, and this is, like, a little bit of a reach, but all things considered, I was inside of my grandma, right? So, like, my grandma, everything that she experienced affected how my mom was formed, which affected how I was formed as an egg. I mean, it wasn't me, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
So it's, whoa, like this whole idea of like a generational, like number one, generational trauma, but also like your body's like, I don't know. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always
cool.
thought it was super strange that like they were like the females will develop their eggs during puberty or whatever. And that's the amount of eggs they'll have the rest of their life. Like, you don't, like, regenerate mm-hmm. new ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, right. Whoa.
Yeah.
We have them from birth.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy.
That it's
because, like, I can regenerate sperm whenever I want to. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, what did you say?
I didn't hear you.
I said I can regenerate sperm whenever I want to.
I know. Constantly have like so much just flowing through. Oh my god. Leaving deposits everywhere.
Okay. Welcome to season 4.
Wow. Okay. Intro music again, and let's actually get started.
You came for plants and you got some. Unwanted.
Reproductive?
Yeah.
Health.
It's the content, guys, you didn't know you needed.
I heard our intro song on this YouTube couple that I watch, and I love them. They have a huge channel, and they used mm-hmm. our music on one of their videos, like, you know, as one of their like B-roll footage things. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was so wild.
Wow.
Not that it's ours, so, but you know.
Yeah.
Yo, it's ours. Actually, yeah. We. Yeah.
People DM
us. We should
us,
actually
though.
Have like. We should have, like, Scott compose us a title
yeah,
sequence.
Yeah, we should. We should. But people will DM us and be like, did you know that this person's using your music? And I have to be like, it's actually, that's kind of funny. It's not ours. You know, we got it from a site. And then they're like, oh, okay, just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah. It's funny. I mean, it's a great song. So, like, I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I'm
fun.
Into it. Yeah.
It's catchy. Okay. Anyway, now that we've discussed our intro song, the cover art. What do you guys think of the cover art?
We had
Kristen from Once Upon a Print Shop create our new logo, and I'm obsessed with it. Like, I love it so much.
Same.
Yep.
It's beautiful. It's exactly what we wanted. We told her we wanted a potted plant with headphones
mm-hmm.
and the title potted together, and she freaking delivered.
Yeah.
It's great.
Delivered. Yeah, she's great. I love her.
Wait, I don't remember. Is it three different plants in it, or is it just a pothos?
It's just a pothos.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we decided on in the end, is just the one plant.
I mean, look, from when we initially released our first cover art, which was done by the amazing Becca, we've all changed our appearances, like, drastically.
So we were...
Yeah, we all look so different. It's hard to base, like... Yeah, like that kind of stuff. If we were even all of the photos that we had done.
I know.
This summer, we all look different now. Yeah. I'm like, great.
Time for another photo shoot. It's just a reason for us to get back together again this spring and have another photo shoot with a much different photographer.
And not hire that same person.
Same thought process.
Different photographer.
Steer clear.
I wanted to like her so much. God.
Yeah. Basically, if you guys... I don't know. Did we already talk about what happened? It's been so long now. It's like so long ago. Basically, she canceled on us because she didn't think she'd have enough time to get out here, even though she had all day to prepare. And then she came and did the photo shoot, and it was great. And then she took like 2 months or something to get us the photos, even though she told us it would take like 2 weeks.
It was longer than that.
Was it? Yeah. Nicole actually had
led the charge on that one.
Yeah, she led the charge on that one. And Nicole was very nice to her. Nicole is a photographer. She gets it.
Yeah, I get it.
But this girl was really testing our sweet Nicole here. It wasn't good. It was excuse after excuse. It was the whole like, I'm so sorry. I promised this, and it wouldn't happen. And we're stop promising shit, because you clearly...
That was the problem. I understand things come up and people have issues. Like, that shit happens all the time, happens with me too. But, like, the lack of communication, it was, like, the over-promising, under-delivering that was, like, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you'll have this on Friday, and then Saturday comes around, and Cole's like, hey, do you know where this is at? And then we would get a reply the next week on, like, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she'd be like, oh, sorry, I left my computer in my car. I'm like, I'll go have it to you tomorrow. Tomorrow would come. Have it. Like, it was just so... We're like, are we going to get photos?
Let me just say this. You are not an entrepreneur if you can't reply to a message because you left your computer in a car for days. Like, how on earth are you running a successful business?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And, like, it was a fine experience while we were doing the photos. And she was asking if like, I knew any photographers in Arizona. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know a few. I'll give you their contact info. I did not give her their contact info. I'm like, I am not going to be responsible for this. Like, this is... Yeah. Not a good, it was not good. But, you know, Nicole gave her some advice, and hopefully
some
she took
constructive criticism. They were great photos, though. Like, I'll give her that, which is what pisses me off even more, because I was like, you actually have, like, some skill. Like, you know what you're doing. And, you know, that's just unfortunate.
Yeah, she's young.
Mm-hmm. She'll learn.
I mean, she's, like, 2 years younger than me, so I can't really say that, but you know.
But you're an old soul.
We're young. We are young. And hey, I've done shit like that. Maybe not that bad, but hey, I have done stuff like that before.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks, but I learned, and she'll learn too if she hasn't already.
Yeah, for sure.
We grow. But okay, so we haven't talked in a long time to record or even just to chat, so that's probably why we're going on like 9 tangents. So yeah, I don't know why we just felt the need to tell that entire story. Actually, that was me. I don't know why I felt the need to tell that entire story.
You needed that release. You needed the release.
I have not thought about that in months, but I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, we're just gonna catch up. Do a like personal and plant catch up, because we've all got stuff going on with our plants and we haven't chatted in a long time. So we're just gonna update you on everything. So, yeah.
Yes.
Which one of us wants to lead the charge? Like, what's new? Adam.
Yeah.
We'll go with you.
Okay.
You just got back from a cruise.
I did.
So we got to hear about that.
A lot of people were reaching out. They're like, I'm just so curious on how your cruise went. Like, did you like it? Because of the podcast. So that was really sweet. Mm-hmm. I had an amazing time. And I fell in love with it. Like, it was so cool. I don't think I want to, like, only travel by cruise, because I like experiencing culture and, like, local culture. But it was still really fun. And, I was really worried that I was going to get motion sickness, and it was not the case at all. I mean, I can get motion sickness in the front seat of a car if I'm not looking out the window. So I was like, I was very nervous about the ship. I took ginger pills and all this stuff, but no, I had never had one issue of feeling nauseous or sick. So then I was like, okay, well, we could do more cruises and get the inside room without a window, because we were barely in the room, and it's a lot cheaper. So I was like, hey, that might be a good deal.
Mm-hmm. You had a sweet room. That was nice.
It was.
My mom was amazing.
My mom's like, he's on a boat? And I was like, yeah, this is a nice room, right?
I'm on a boat.
Yeah, it had a huge balcony. Yeah. it was so nice. But I just really enjoyed it. It was the first sailing of this ship since the Pandy happened. So this ship has just kind of been floating out in the ocean for almost 2 years. Like, they had bare bones staff on it just to, like, be there to, like, make sure the ship's okay. But they said that before we got on the ship, it was in kind of rough condition. So they spent a good 2 months with full staff to, like, clean it all up and get it ready. But
wow.
Oh, my gosh. It was just so fun. And, you know, a lot of people are confused that I don't like flying, but I'll get on a boat and just be out in the middle of the ocean. But to me, like, I don't think you can compare the two. Like, I didn't feel scared at all. Like, we would go to the top deck and you would just see nothing but water around you for all as far as your eye can see. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. It was like peaceful. I don't know. It was so neat.
Listen, we all know what my favorite movie is, okay? I don't know if I could do a cruise.
I mean, you're not like, you're floating out in like the Bahamas. Like, that water will never freeze. If it freezes, we're all going to die. That's it.
Yeah.
Humanity's over.
That's true. But aren't you doing an Alaskan cruise or like the West Coast next?
We're that's in April. We're going to hit, we're going to go out of Long Beach and go down to Mexico. So we're not doing the Alaska
but you're
side.
South.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But okay. I really want to do an Alaskan cruise. Like, I really
want to. That's where the icebergs are, though. That's where the
birds are. But the cruise line I went on was Princess Cruises, which doesn't have all the bells and whistles. Like, it doesn't have the rock wall. It doesn't have, like, all of the activities that you have on these cruise ships for, like, the younger kids. So there was no kids on this cruise. It was...
Oh, nice.
It was a fully vaccinated cruise. Like, you had to be vaccinated to go. So at that point, kids couldn't be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually really nice. And, you know, the whole time I was sitting there thinking, because I'm looking at the staff, and there's, like, all of these people that are like young, well, I would say like their early 20s. And they're working on this ship. And I was like, why didn't I ever think about this option of like, after I got out of college, like maybe take a year, hop on a cruise ship, like be a photographer or, you know, whatever job that they have in the entertainment area or whatever. And then like just get to experience that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a pretty cool way to travel if you're okay with open water and all that, you know?
Yeah.
But I did watch this documentary on when the pandemic hit about the first cruise ship that had that bad outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't treat their people very good.
No.
I forgot what the documentary was called, but I was like, oh, I would not want to be an employee of, you know.
Yeah.
But that's like a special scenario thing.
I kind of think about that when the pandemic started, a lot of businesses didn't treat their employees good because they were like, everyone's staying home for 2 weeks, except like if you work at Target and you're a cashier, you have to come to work. It's like, okay, well, the whole country shut down, but I still have to go in. Yeah. It was just a very
weird
like this time.
Oh, yeah. It was almost like this, like, I'm thankful that I'm working and I have a job, but at the same time, like, wait. Like, isn't there any value in my life, you know?
Yeah,
it was a weird time.
I guess my reason for bringing that up is if you're a parent and you have a child that just doesn't seem to fit in, like, I was the child that didn't fit in. I didn't fit in my school. I went to college. Like, I didn't know of these opportunities. Like, working at Disney for a semester as a college kid, the college program, like, I didn't know that that was an option. I would have loved to do that. So, like...
Yeah.
I was the first person to go to college for my family, and they obviously didn't know. It's not on them, but I don't know. I think it's worth, like, if you have a child that just doesn't feel like they fit in, like, mentioning these things, because when you finally get out to the bigger world, you'll find you'll find your people. And that's what happened with me. But for the longest time, I didn't have people, you know?
Yeah.
And I bet, like, on a cruise ship, you get so close. Have either of you ever worked in a restaurant before?
No.
I was a cook.
Okay.
Were you?
So, wait, I did not know that.
And well, it was a little, in high school, I worked at the bowling alley. I was a fry cook. Just
oh my gosh.
Dip in the basket.
That's so fun. I worked at the Ritz-Carlton, so just working in hospitality in general, the people, you get so close with them because you spend just like a ridiculous amount of time together, especially like during the holidays.
Yeah.
I never had a day off during the holidays. So it's like you spend so much time together, you get so close, and it's like a family of sorts. Like, and not necessarily, I mean, kind of in a toxic way, but also in a non-toxic way. Like, it's not like your boss is like, we're family. But it's like you and the crew have decided that you're family. And like, my friend was going to look into working on a cruise ship, but she's like, yeah, you basically work like 16-hour days every day because you're there. Like, what else are you going to do? So it's not like a long-standing career. But, like, lots of people do it just for, like, a few months. Like, I mean, why not? I wish I would have done it, too. It seems fun. I mean, you're working your ass off, but, like, it's, you get this whole experience.
Yeah, and they, some of the crew, like, they can get off at the ports and, like, enjoy a part of the day there. But, yeah, I'm that kind of person that has to know about how everything works. Like, so I was, like, cozying up to some of the staff, like at the bar we went to almost every night. It was called the Wheelhouse Bar. It was my favorite place to be, and the staff there were amazing, and most of them were from India. And I was like trying to talk to them about plants. I was like, well, do you go out in the jungle, like where do you see plants? But it's like, do you know what a hoya is? And there was one server, his name was Rene, and he's from the Philippines. He's Filipino. And he served us in the main dining room, and he found out that I like plants, and then we connected over that. And then I gave him my Instagram name or whatever. And the next day we went to the dining room, and he was like, you have a Thai constellation? And then he was like, you know Crazy Plant Guy? He's Filipino. And I was like, yeah, like he's a really great guy. It was really sweet. And I was just like, oh.
Oh, that's cute.
And I was like, oh, if I could send you a piece of my Thai constellation, I would. Like, I don't know how that would work. And I was like, are you ever in port in Florida for like a week? Because I can mail it there and you could just keep it on the ship. Like, I want to give you this plant. But
it's so generous.
I wanted to know like all of the ins and outs. I was like, how long do you have to work? Like, what's your room situation? And it is, it's like 16-hour days. And a lot of the gentlemen that I talked to in the bar, they were just like, but this is all we have to do. Like, if we're not working, we're just sitting in a tiny room staring at a wall.
Right.
And so like it helps pass the time, but it still feels, I gotta be honest, that part feels a little weird to me. Cause a lot of cruise ships, actually all cruise ships, aren't like they have like a rules they have to follow wherever they're like flagged, and a lot of them aren't flagged for the US because then they would have to follow our labor standards and minimum wage and that kind of stuff, so they're flagged in other countries, which is shady to me. And a lot of the staff are from other countries, and they're a lot of them have like families at home, and they're on the ship for 6-month contracts to get money. And it's just like, that's the part that made me sad.
Did you find out if they're like, I'm curious to know if they're hourly or are they contracted like salaried, you know?
I didn't ask about money because I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah,
I think there's resources out there, and I think it might be an hourly thing, but they also don't get paid that, much hourly.
Yeah. It's interesting. Hospitality brings in a lot of people from other countries. Like, the Ritz-Carlton does that a lot. There was a lot of people, like, on a J-1 visa working at the place I worked, and they came, they would leave their families and work for, like, a year, and move, like, just like get all that exposure, and then they would move somewhere else and become like a manager sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, it's interesting, like this concept of like leaving your home to like get a leg up in
another country.
And we don't have to do that. I mean, not that every other country has to do that by any means, but like we are one of those countries where we don't really have to.
yeah
It was just, yeah, it was really cool to get to know people. Like, I was asking the staff about all their, well, once I felt comfortable with them, I was like, so what's, like, your situation? Like, what's life like at home? And, like, mm-hmm. a lot of the Indian culture, it's moved away from it, but it was, like, arranged marriages, and they talked about that a little bit, and how, like, you know, I realized that a lot of other cultures outside of Eurocentric, whatever we are, they, I love the family aspect of, like, your goal mm-hmm. in life is to just, like, be successful to have your family, like, all live with you, you know?
Yeah.
And even, like, brothers and sisters and their kids, like, it's just, like, this huge, big compound of, like, the whole family always there. And I was like, that's
right.
That's kind of beautiful in a way. Like, you just never feel like you're alone. I don't know. I kind of...
We're here, like, the stigma is once you're 18, you're out. Like, the fuck out. Get a job, you know?
Yeah, and then we have the nursing homes. You're on your own. You're an adult. We're not going to take care of our parents. Like, they're just... We're just going to...
Yeah.
Shuttle them somewhere else. Yeah. So. Yeah.
I mean, not to say every family's like that or everybody thinks that way, but like, I feel like that's the whole, like,
it's a collective view for sure. It's very individualistic.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, so we prepaid. So there's like a bunch of stuff I've learned about cruising. We had the beverage package, which means we could have 15 alcoholic drinks a day.
Oh, a day.
And when Steve told me that, I was like, this is ridiculous. We're not paying for this. Like, it was because it's like $45 a day per person. And I was like, that is insane. And I was like, there's no way. I mean, we almost hit 15 every day because you got your mimosas in the morning. And it was just like so easy to just like, you're strolling by a bar and you're like, I'll just pick up a drink and you can just keep walking around the ship.
Yeah.
I was never like drunk. There was a few times I got a little tipsy and I'm a little scared to look through that footage, like, of me just like babbling, but.
Oh, I want to see that footage.
I cannot wait for that. That's what I'm excited for.
But yeah, it was, and then you could prepay gratuities, which immediately we were both like, yes, we're doing that. So you don't have to worry about it when you're on the ship. But there was my special people that I like got extra money out at the end and was like, I really loved getting to know you and like, gave them money, but I felt weird about that too because I was like, I know this isn't a lot, and they were just all so sweet. And they're like, this is a blessing no matter what it is. Like, just to know that your experience was enough for that you wanted to give me a tip, like, is sweet. And I was like, ugh. I was like, I wanting to, like, be all their friends. I was like, do you have your Instagram? I'm following quite a few of them now.
That's so cute.
Oh, I love it.
I feel like cruise ships do have that, like, energy. Like, just watching that little clip you posted the other day with Steve, like, jumping onto the ship, it's like there's, like, I'm sure they're trained that way, and, like, you know, it's part of their job in a sense, but in another sense it's like they really do want to connect with the people on the ship, because it's like these are the only people that are around for weeks, you know. Some of these cruise ships go really long. And it's just so much different than, like, going to stay at a resort in another state or country and, like, being at a hotel. Like, everybody there just kind of seems like meh, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's not a whole lot of real hospitality, you know?
Honestly,
yeah, so that's cool.
The hospitality was, like, above anything I've ever experienced. Like, Steve and I would just be walking around the ship and I would just hear from afar, like, Adam and Steve! And it would just be one of the servers that, like, had waited on us the day before or whatever. It was just really sweet. And sometimes we'd sit down and then all of a sudden one of our favorite barkeep would just like have our drinks and like, well, the usual. I was like, yep.
Wow. That is 5-star service.
Yeah,
right,
it
there.
it was so great. It felt like a little family for that week. It felt like it was fun.
I bet you guys were like the highlight of their trip, you know, those people that remembered you, because they're serving so many people, but for them to remember you and like feel comfortable to like talk to you, that's probably like what keeps them going, you know, like people like you.
Yeah. And at first I was like, okay, they just do this to everybody. But then after a while I did feel special. I felt like really, I was like, oh, because, and they were like, well, yes, we have to like interact with guests, but you guys are our first sailing back for 2 years. Like, this is a whole special moment in and of itself. And I was like, oh, that's that's so sweet.
Yeah, that's cool. So Princess was down for the whole 2 years, huh?
No, just this ship, this particular ship.
Oh, okay.
They had some
other
ships that went out a bit ago, but this was the first sailing on this ship.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And Becca, have you ever been on a cruise? Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I want to hear her answer.
I went on a cruise when I was like 10, It was a Norwegian cruise, so it's like the kid one.
Yeah.
The one that kids are definitely allowed on. Yeah, and we had so much fun. It was a really fun trip. Like, yeah. I've never done one as an adult, though. Daniel's kind of wanting to try, and I'd be down for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going in January, so actually probably a week after you're hearing this, we're getting on a Royal Caribbean ship, and that's it's the fourth biggest ship in the world.
Ooh.
Like, I think the princess ship we were on was like 130 tons. That's how the size it was. This next ship is going to be 220 tons. Like, it's almost double the size. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a whole different experience because I think it'll feel a lot less community-based. You know, like, I don't know if you're going to see the people like I did on this princess ship. And they have, like, the 10-story slide and an escape room, which I'm kind of excited about.
An escape room. Yes. That's awesome.
So cool.
But yeah, I don't know. I just really enjoyed it. I saw a sea turtle. I didn't get to see it when I was snorkeling. Oh, I have a whole different view of the ocean now. I was out in deep water where I could not touch, and I was just having a blast. Like, I told Steve, I think it's because I had never been to a beach that was so beautiful. Like, I had never been to, I've always been to like the Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, or the Pacific Ocean, but I'd never been to a beach that you were like surrounded by the jungle. The water was like crystal clear, and I was in awe. And so I was just like, I was still scared. Like, it was still anxiety of like a shark was just gonna be next to me immediately after I got out there. Snorkeled our little butts off, and then when we were leaving St. Kitts, we had an aft balcony, so it's the back of the ship, and it was big. And I was just watching the people taking the tow ropes off, because that was fun to me. I don't know, just watching how everything worked.
Tow ropes.
This huge sea turtle just, like, popped up and was, like, watching them. And I was like, it's a turtle! I was freaking out. It was so cute.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it was a good trip. Sorry, I feel like I've talked a lot about this cruise, but I really did enjoy it, and I'm excited for our next couple.
I'm excited for you. Yeah, I loved seeing your pictures. You looked so happy.
Yeah,
and I was like,
thriving.
After a long year, man, you know, it's good that you got to.
Well, and we did have internet on the boat, which I was mostly using to like post on Instagram sporadically. Mm-hmm. But I told Steve, I was like, you know, maybe this is like a set, because I felt happy the whole time. Not that I don't feel happy now, but I didn't get on TikTok. I mean, occasionally I would open it out of habit, maybe when I was like sitting on the toilet, but I didn't get on TikTok. I wasn't looking at Facebook other than like if something posts over to Facebook and I got a notification. But like, I was like, maybe this is like how I should emulate my life off the ship, like not having all these things in my face right when I wake up, or I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like ignorant bliss for the week.
Nice.
Sounds
reset.
Like best trip ever. I cannot wait to see the video. The video is probably out by now, right?
Yes. Yes, they will be. The series will be starting. I think, I don't know. Like, we're doing this travel channel because it's something that Steve and I can do together. And that's special to me because he's always like watched vloggers, and he's wanted to do it, but he's never like had that confidence or that like push to do it. And now that like I'm here and we can do it together, so it's special. But it's our goal is like to just document, like have our scrapbook, because then I was like, we kind of got into that mode of like, oh well, how many videos do we need to do? And I was like, no, I don't want it to be like this. Like, if people want to join our journey, they can join our journey, but I'm not being like, I need this to be like huge by this day. That's
right,
that stuff's not bad stuff. But so then I was like, well, I just want to do one video a week. Like, and we kind of, because we did one video each day. So then I was like mapping it out. I was like, that'll get us through like most of the year with just one video a week with these three trips. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. I think that that's a good way to go into it, because this is his first like YouTube experience and like, you know, branding, I guess, thing. So if he goes into it like loving it, and there's no, like, you're not setting expectations for yourself, and you're kind of just having fun with it, I feel like, oh God, I wish we could all go into it that way, you know?
Yeah.
Not worry about numbers, not worry about anything like that, and just have fun. Kind of like this podcast. Like, seriously, I looked at our analytics the other day, and I was shocked at just like how many people listen to the podcast. Like, not that I didn't expect it, but it still blows my mind because I really was never paying attention to numbers with Potted Together. I was just like getting together with you guys once a week and having fun and posting on Monday on Instagram. You know, like I never looked at numbers and I was like, wow, a lot of people listen to us. And it's a good feeling. It just makes it feel like it's not work. It's just, it's fun and it's rewarding. And mm-hmm. I'm not, you know,
yeah,
I don't know. So I think that he's really gonna, I think that that's smart. And I think he's gonna enjoy it more if you go into it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Does he ever like grab the camera and chat, or is it always you?
Well, it's always me, but you know, I took like a whole case of camera gear. Like I had two different cameras. I was like, if we need a backup.
Of course you did.
I got the GoPro. And I was like, do you want me, you know, my first ever YouTube camera was my Canon G7X Mark II. It has a dead pixel on it, which is a common Canon thing with the G7X Mark II, which still bothers me. But I was like, do you want to like carry that around and vlog? And he said no, but I think after we reviewed the footage, he was kind of like leaning towards yes. Because I was like, there would be times like where you need to record me and I'll record you. Because most of it is me recording him or us talking together. But we'll find our groove. Because I think it would be cute to just see. Steve is really funny. And I hate to admit that because I hate when he makes his jokes and I laugh. But like, I just, the world I think is going to like him.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's great. Mm-hmm. I also think like before I started YouTube, I would see Jay recording or I'd see other people doing video and I'd, you know, watch it back and I'd be like, oh, I could have did this. Or like you think of an idea that you have, but like you don't quite know how to do it. So I feel like he's going to bring a whole other element to the channel and like, you know, Waypoint Explorers as a whole. Like, I think that that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm so excited for you guys.
It's going to be so fun. I'm just so jazzed to watch the first video.
Well, thanks, friends. Yeah, I need to get my button
and now
here.
All three of us have two channels. That's so exciting.
Yeah. I know. We're all branching out, being entrepreneurial.
Entrepreneurial.
That's right.
Doing our thing. I love it. I've killed so many fungus gnats sitting here. They're back.
I just keep seeing like an arm reach across the screen.
It's just the season.
Yeah, I had a great like 3 months of bliss where I did not see really any, and now they're freaking back. And Dan was like, you know, why do they keep coming back? Like, what are you doing wrong? And I'm like, I look at him, I'm like, let's try that again. He's like, sorry. Why do they keep coming back?
Let's try that again.
It's just they just love the we create the optimal environment, and no amount of internet tips is really gonna fix this. You know, I got my methods, and sometimes it works,
like,
sometimes it doesn't.
When they come back, it's like I watered them, Dan. I watered my plants. Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah,
they all got a dose of freaking water. I'm really, really excited to see what the heck you're doing with your plant room, Becca, because these little teasers are killing me. Also, I realize
scissors.
This is probably going to be out by now, right?
It should be out. Yeah, it's definitely, fingers
it's
crossed,
out?
It should be out. Yes.
Okay. I can't remember when we're even launching this episode, so it'll be a surprise to all of us.
Yeah, it should. If it's not, like, something has gone wrong. But yeah, so yesterday... Well, first of all, yeah, I'm redoing my plant room. The video should be up on my channel, hopefully. And the room has just gotten to be too much. You know, I've got a majority of my collection in that single room, and I've got over 100 plants, which, like, I'm fine with it. I feel pretty okay with the number. But at the same time, they're all in that one room, and I'm not being very efficient with the space. So that's basically what I'm doing, is I'm trying to make the space more usable to have that many plants in it, because the rest of my house is not conducive for houseplants, as we have discussed. So that's just the situation. So, okay, I have like no storage for my plant stuff inside. I have like a shelf in the laundry room, but it doesn't need to be in there. I want closed storage. So I got the IKEA Besta unit. I got two of them. I got the long one and the short one. And I built the long one last night.
with scissors. good.
I could not find, and I wanted to do it by myself because Daniel had a long day at work. Like, he was talking to his dad. Like, he was just busy. And I didn't want to have to ask for help. So basically, I just assembled it myself, and it looked like shit. Adam is trying not to laugh right now. It was so bad.
I'm just picturing the doors, and they were just like, eh.
Yeah. Okay, all of the doors were, like, crooked, number one. And I could not find a flathead screwdriver. And Daniel always blames me when tools go missing, and it pisses me off. I mean, he's probably right, but it still pisses me off. I'm like, can you not blame me?
Yeah, that doesn't help the situation right now. Missing?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. So where did I put it, Daniel? Like, oh my God. Anyway, I just always put shit down and forget where I put it. Always. That's just my personality. Or I'll clean and I'll rearrange things and forget everything. I just don't know why I do that. No clue. Anyway, I've always done that. So anyway, I used a pair of scissors instead of a flathead screwdriver, and it was not a good solution. It was not a good solution because it was one of those things like where they don't want the hardware to show from the outside of the piece. So they give you those little plastic circle locks. Yes. Yeah. So this is the second time I've ever used those. I'm like, oh, this is a great idea. It really holds.
Well, you got to kind of like wiggle, like, yes.
Yeah. So I could not find the screwdriver. I'm like, oh, it's no big deal. It's just like a plastic thing. So I just opened the scissors a little bit and I was using that. It was not good. None of it locked in place. I'll just say that. It was like wobbly. But I kept going. So I put the doors on and they were all sorts of crooked. And I was like, Daniel, please help me. And he's like, okay, well, like, let's troubleshoot this and see what's going on. And he's like, how come these are all so loose?
You hold up the scissors. Literally, I watched your stories and I was there. I was at Becca's house with them and I heard the whole conversation.
I could feel Daniel just with his slumped over, like I felt it in my soul.
Yeah, I was like, I told him, I'm like, yeah, I'm like kind of, oh, Leo's adjusting. Okay. I told him, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of like trying to document this. And he's like, well, don't put me in the photo of you telling them that you use scissors. I'm like, why not? He's like, I don't want that to be on me. Like, that I let you do that. Like, this happened while I was in the home or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, that is embarrassing for you, actually. Just kidding. Anyway, Daddy came to the rescue, and it was mostly just because, like, the shelves were, like, adjusted wrong. Or not the shelves, the doors were just adjusted wrong. So it wasn't really anything I did, but he did, like, tighten everything up. Okay, so I put it in the space. I move all my plant shit to the other side of the wall. Now the door is completely blocked. The room is a mess right now. And then I bring out the other piece, and turns out my measurements were off by an inch and a half. Literally an inch and a half.
Yeah. Ugh, that's the worst.
Yeah, so I decided that I'm going to trim the piece, because it's going to be against the wall anyway. No one's ever going to see it, like that raw edge. Mm-hmm. So I take it out to the garage, I've taped it off with masking tape, I've marked, and then my freaking circular saw is like smoking, it's like burning. I'm like, okay, well.
Throw the towel in.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at right now, and I have no further updates. We're basically gonna buy a new circular saw because we need a new one anyway, because that one is just like, we burnt it up. We cut too much wood with it. Like, my entire garden was built with that thing, and it is a 4-inch circular saw. That is tiny.
And now you need to build a greenhouse, so.
Now we're building a greenhouse. Oh, yeah, that's another update. The greenhouse pad was laid, basically. So I found this guy in the nick of time, and I did not hear from him. It's mid-December, and then I suddenly get a call, and he's like, hey, I think we'll be out there this weekend. And I'm like, who, what? So it's like a surprisingly warm December, because of course we're pre-recording, so sorry, ruining the illusion here. But and the guy literally is just like, yeah, we'll be out there this weekend. And there was a big storm and they had to postpone until Monday, but he came on Monday and he got it freaking done. He gave me, he like left all of the dirt, which he said it was a lot of it was like black dirt, which is super fertile. That's apparently what they call fertile soil here.
I had no idea. Black dirt. Black dirt.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I've heard Daniel say it before too. I'm like, do you mean just like compost? He's like, no, it's like just really fertile soil. And I'm like, okay.
Okay. So it's good to have babies then, huh?
Yeah. So it's like different from compost. I guess it's like natural. Don't call me on. I don't know. Anyway, naturally occurring, very fertile soil. So yeah, there was lots of that. So I'm going to put that in the garden beds. And now I just have to build the freaking thing and like plan out all the measurements. And I have to like be an architect for a moment and like figure out how this is all going to work and like figure out the heating and the cooling and the fan and the vent. But I did just find somebody on Instagram. Somebody suggested that I follow them. And they just built a greenhouse that's similar. It's smaller than what mine will be, but it's similar in construction to what I want. So I'm going to watch like all their Instagram stories like 4 times and then maybe message them and ask if I can ask them questions. But
is this like a spring thing?
The pad was huge. And I was like, this is going to be a nice greenhouse.
Yeah. I think the greenhouse, the pad might, it's like 16 by probably like 25 foot ish. So it's a pretty big pad, but the greenhouse will only be 12 by 16. So he left some like extra padding on the sides around the edges, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just really excited. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to heat it. Because I don't want to do electric heat. I'm probably going to do like natural gas and get like a big tank installed. So I don't even know what that includes, but I'm trying, like, because I don't want to use electric because that's so expensive. So yeah, I'm just trying to like figure this all out before I actually get in and do it.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to hold off until the weather breaks?
Well, it's been so warm. Like, I don't know. I might want to build it, but like worry about the heating and the cooling in the spring, but like have it built, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Flash forward to like 3 episodes later, you're gonna be like, it's so fucking cold.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna hate myself for saying that. Like, but like once you're out there and like you're moving, you're it's not stuff. That bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, I don't want winter and the cold to be a reason why I just like don't do things. And I did that last year and I was so fucking depressed last year, you know? So I'm trying not to do that this year.
Are you building this greenhouse or is somebody, are you hiring someone to do it?
Me and Daniel are building it.
You are building it.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, because it's like thousands cheaper to build it ourselves.
For sure.
Literally thousands. Because I was looking at kits. I was looking at all this stuff. And it was like $5,000 minimum. Mm-hmm. And that's just the structure. That includes nothing else. And so we're looking at maybe $1,000 to just build the structure. Wow. And then probably like another $1,000 to $2,000 for like the fan, the vent, and all, like everything else, the rock, you know, tables, like everything else, benches. Mm-hmm. So even if it is like $3,000 to do all that, that's still like thousands cheaper than, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. For sure.
So
that's so exciting.
That's kind of, that's kind of how I'm like justifying it to myself, because it would be so much easier to just buy a kit. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I could save so much money.
I also love that your reason for like not letting the cold, like not hunkering down and just being miserable, like that's a really good thing for anyone, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I can't say that I'm going to be a perfect example of that, but I'm really going to try. I'm going to try even my like, best.
Even the planning process, like keeping your mind going in the wintertime when you know you have seasonal depression, that'll really help. Like something to look forward to, you know, like if the cold hinders you being able to actually build it, at least it's like something to plan out. And
Exactly. It's something to look forward to and something to do. Yeah, because last year I just was floating, like just like trying to make it through. And I feel like this year I've had a much more proactive approach and I'm really not feeling it as much. Knock on wood. It has also been pretty warm and sunny, like uncharacteristically so. So maybe this doesn't really count at all, what I'm saying. Like, this could all be canceled out in a week when it's like cloudy for an entire week. Like last winter, we didn't see the sun for like 3 months, you know? So like it makes sense that I was like that. I'm not like discounting my past self.
It has been very sunny this winter so far.
Right?
Like technically it's not winter yet. It's still fall.
Yeah.
Which I don't agree with.
Okay, it's so
that's
weird.
That's another topic.
But like the summer, was it the summer solstice or whatever? Or winter solstice is going to be happening. And like the shortest day of the year, I think might have already passed or it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it's like
been,
all uphill.
It's
from
been
there.
Really sunny.
Yeah.
So I feel like that whole vitamin D thing has been like the sun's just hanging on, you know, the clouds aren't really there yet. But yeah.
Well,
we have time.
Last year was your first experience, like, first of all, being far away from your community, and second of all, like, dealing with snow and ice. So it was, I don't know. You have a little grace with yourself because you weren't bad last year. It was just like, you know, you were just going through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It was a big, big, big change last year. Like everything of my life changed. So now I feel like much more settled and hopefully like, yeah, the depression won't hit me as bad as it did last year.
Yeah.
We'll see. I do have like a daylight lamp now, so I can put that on when it's like really dark and it won't feel as bad. But anyway, what else as far as like updates goes? I learned how to drain Leo's anal fluids.
wait really quickly.
Oh no.
I have a hard stop in like 10 minutes.
Oh,
so just so
I
you guys know.
Oh,
I have to go. Yeah, because we have an appointment to get boosted. But I need to hear about this anal gland thing because Jazzy has the worst. I refuse to stick my fingers up her butt.
You don't
That's
have
not
to.
Happening.
You don't have to, though.
You just got
to
squeeze around
okay.
it, right?
Yeah, okay. So we went to the vet and I was like, how do I do this? Because he leaks in the car when he's nervous. And she's like, okay. She drew a little diagram for me and I'm like, okay, that's helpful. She didn't help me put a glove on. What? I put a glove on and then she like showed me like it's like two little beads. It feels like little beads on either side of his butthole. Just little things. And all you have to do is squeeze them. Like she said, try to milk it out. I was like, oh no.
Oh God.
He's embarrassed.
Oh, Leo, it's okay.
So I was like doing that and I was like milking it out and I had like a paper towel on my hand and I looked and it was all over and I was like, I did it. Yeah. And like I got so excited and she was just like, okay.
Do you wipe it up with a paper towel and just like go about your day?
Yeah. She's like, just let it squeeze into the paper towel. And then she said, like, rub a little, like, get a paper towel with like rubbing alcohol on it and just like rub the area because that'll like diffuse the scent because it gets on their fur a little bit when you do that.
Yeah.
But like doing it externally will not hurt them. It's just like if you do it internally and you do it wrong, it could hurt them. So I'm like, I don't want to hurt him. So I'm just going to like keep on the outside.
Okay.
Ugh.
No.
Anyway.
Still no.
Nicole, we didn't hear an update from you, which is so sad. Like,
no, that's okay. I mean, I don't really, honestly, since the last time we spoke, I don't have a whole lot going on.
Yes, you do. Started your new channel.
You got a lot.
What?
You started your
new
channel.
You're remodeling the floors.
True. Well, I started my new channel, I think, before we ended season 3. So I think I already talked about that. I think.
I don't think we did.
If I didn't. No?
I think you've talked about it, but I don't think you started it before the season ended. Maybe you did. I don't know.
Okay, well, I have my new channel, Nicole's Clean Kitchen. I know I talked about it on here before, but it's finally there. It's like happening. Like, I think there's maybe, by the time you listen to this, maybe 10 episodes up now. So if you like cooking, go check that out.
Yeah.
We have we have some more construction going on in the house. Okay, so I had my last wedding. Now, as you're listening to this, well, as you're listening to this, I'm back in weddings. But I only have like a wedding, one wedding in January, one wedding in February. And then like, I don't start getting busy again till April, really. So I'm kind of on like my winter break now, and it's been so nice. Mm-hmm. But my mom decided that now, a week and a half before Christmas, and we're hosting Christmas too, that it'd be a good time to redo the floors. And it's been so freaking loud. It's been so loud, but they're almost done. And I'm excited because now we're going to have like the floors done before the holidays, mm-hmm. hopefully. And it'll be nice, but I'm just like, can I just get a couple days without some, you know?
Oh, man.
But that's okay.
Are you really, you enjoying your cooking channel a lot? Because I want to tell you that I'm enjoying it. And it inspires me to like, I was like, okay, maybe I can cook fish at home now. Like, I really never thought about cooking fish at home. And I was like, I think I could do it.
That's good. That's my goal. Like, I want to be able to inspire other people because I love watching cooking YouTube channels. Like I watch more cooking than I do plant content, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. Just because it gets me in that mood where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna cook this for my family, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm enjoying it. It is a lot more work than my clean leaves because you have to like write out the whole recipe, and yeah. I feel like I have more links, like people are asking me what I'm using for what. Mm-hmm. So it is a lot more, but I feel like it's a lot more fun because I keep picturing my channel like a year from now and like having all of these recipes documented, which will be nice for like my kids to go watch, or mm-hmm. even my mom, or like me, like to just go back and like have like this visual recipe book, you yeah. know.
Oh, I love that, Nicole. That's really sweet.
I know, because I've asked my mom for like I've asked my mom for recipes like every year for the last 4 years. Yeah. I was like, can you give me that broccoli casserole recipe? And I wish that she would just be like, make a YouTube channel and I could just watch it.
Yeah. So I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that's the goal. And like I spoke about earlier, like I'm not really paying attention to numbers over there, which is really nice because it's just like, I'm just posting like once a week, very casually. If I miss a week, I'm going to give myself grace. I'm not going to worry about it. And I'm just kind of like filming as I make something. I'm trying to make new things a couple times before I film it and post about it, just so I like have confidence and know like this is, you know, this yeah. is a good meal. Like this is the right recipe. So that's fun too, because I'm like experimenting with new recipes, like when I'm not recording, and yeah. mm-hmm. and it's fun. I made a pork tenderloin the other night and it was so good. Mm. And like, I've always dried out my pork all the time. Like I can never cook pork and not just have it completely like dried out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was very good.
It was very juicy.
Mm. It's juicy.
Nicole, have you made a roast or anything like that?
Like a pot roast? Yeah.
On the channel?
No, but it'll be coming though.
Yeah, okay. Coming. I want to put in a special request for pot roast because that's like my comfort meal. We had pot roast like twice a week as a kid, and it's like so nostalgic. It's so good. That's my request.
Mine's tater tot casserole.
Ooh, tater tot casserole.
I love it. Or meatloaf. You know, I'm good with any of them.
My mom makes a mean meatloaf.
Does she?
Oh. She does. Yeah. Which is also fun because a couple of the videos have already been my mom's recipes because like we grow up with our parents' recipes. So I thought it'd be a really cute idea to add her to the channel and like mm-hmm. have her make some of her foods. So it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
That's sweet.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling emotional today.
That's about
today.
It. Like, I don't have... I
know. It could be this
food
booster
so
shot. I don't know.
Yeah, right? Adam just got boosted this morning. Or not this morning, yesterday.
Last night,
right?
Yeah.
Last night, you booster got your booster. Boy. I have to end this podcast like now because we're going to get our boosters. Okay. And I'm really excited.
So real quick, how are your plants been over the last month or so?
Well, they're definitely going into dormancy, mm-hmm. for sure. I haven't really seen much new growth on any besides my Philodendron Mame, which also has spider mites. Mm. So, yeah, I got spider mites
the
for
club.
The first time ever.
Yeah, welcome
to the club. I know. And I did a collab the other day with Pam from Pam's Pretty Plants. And she was like, listen, bitch, once you got them, they're not going away. I hate to break it to you. And I was like, thank you.
It's a Pam.
It's true.
Thank you. So yeah, we are just, you know, we're living through it and we're taking it day by day. And I feel after the holidays, I'll put more attention into them. But right now I'm just kind of like, do your thing. Like, do whatever you're going to do. I'll make sure that you have water, but that's about it. Like, I'll focus more on them in January.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of something you can maintain and then eradicate when you have time, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've been doing as well. I found one with spider.
Yep.
I found my philodendron Florida has spider mites, and I'm like, you couldn't just wait till I wasn't busy.
Okay. I can see Nicole's like, oh, I gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
No, sorry. I was just...
No,
this
you're
is
fine.
Our stop at 2. We still have like 7 more minutes.
That's when I thought my vaccine appointment was for 2:30. And it's actually for 2:15. And they're saying to be there at 2:05 and it's 10 minutes away, which means I have to like get in my car in 3 minutes.
Okay. We'll let you go. Go get your booster.
This was so much fun though. I can't wait for this season. Like, I'm so excited for everything we have planned for this season.
Yes, don't forget.
Me too. It's going to be super fun.
It's Becca's.
Oh.
Outro, Becca.
Were you going to take over my job? Okay. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We are on Instagram, Potted Together. You can also follow us on YouTube at Potted Together. We have videos, lots of fun videos. You can follow us individually on Instagram, My Clean Leaves, Not Boy, as in K-N-O-T, and Dayla Plants.
Not boy.
Don't forget to leave a review. Make sure you're subscribed and tell your freaking friends about us, you guys.
Yes.
Share about everybody. Our podcast. We have so much fun stuff planned for this season. We have really fun interviews planned. We have fun topics. It's going to be great. So we're super excited and we're going to let Nicole go get boosted.
Woo-hoo! Bye.
Bye, guys.